You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is that from the stress of having to save Smosh when DeFi shut
Probably,
down?
Probably, yeah. It was around that time.
I was really struggling with feeling like I really had to prove myself.
Oh my God.
Why do people think that we're secretly fucking?
Man, these assumptions could really fuck somebody up.
I would get so frustrated. I was like, stop comparing us.
Tara Lynn Cantor says that you occasionally get insecure that your friendship isn't like it was 10 years ago.
I think I had that insecurity towards the end of our last friendship. Like, I think I thought about that a lot towards, like, when, like, towards the end of, like, when you were at Smosh the first time.
Where, like, 2017?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, because at that point, like, we weren't hanging out that much. And when we would hang out, it would be, like, it would feel, like, off. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was always, like, thinking, like, oh, gosh, like, what is it? Like, why is this, like, why does this feel weird or whatever? But, like, I think that, like, now we've just, like, we've, like, accepted, like, who we are as, like, different people. And so we can, like, appreciate, like, our differences.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I feel like in our earliest days of being friends, we accepted our differences and we were just two people vibing who had our own lives and own ways of being. But I feel like as we continued to do this Smosh thing, it felt like we were supposed to be more perfectly in line. Mm-hmm. That coupled with comments comparing us and then also me feeling like I needed to be funnier and because the comments was like, Ian's the funny one. And I was like, I'm not contributing enough to this. And I think that there was a lot of comparison that was going on back in those days. But reconnecting, obviously there's a period of time of, I would say it was a little bit weird because we were still learning to reconnect even after we announced that we bought Smosh back. There was still a little bit of that that still just naturally had to happen as we got in the rhythm of working together and being around each other so much.
Yeah.
But now at this point, it feels like we're friends as we always have been. It almost feels like we didn't have that period of time where we weren't.
Yeah.
And now I'm super thankful that we even had that period of time apart because we both were able to grow separately.
Anthony is finding it harder to adapt to being back at Smosh than he expected.
That is a good one because there are, it's both true and not true. It's like, it's harder in ways I didn't mm-hmm. expect, but it's easier in ways I didn't expect.
Yeah.
Connecting with you, writing, being accepted into the crew, all easier than I thought, like learning how to get back onto directing and helping with production and all that stuff. Like I wasn't expecting all that stuff to come as naturally, to fall back in as easily mm-hmm. as I have, but much more difficult in other ways. Like I went through a very long period. I'd say probably like right up to the funeral roast and the video of me getting slapped. Like right up until then, I was really struggling with feeling like I really had to prove myself, prove that I didn't just like step away for 6 years and come back in. It's like, it's mine now again.
Right.
You know what I mean? And right. I was afraid that I was going to give the impression that I didn't acknowledge the work that everyone had put into it. I was afraid that because I didn't have the experience of being there for that 6 years, that maybe I might accidentally operate from thinking that Smosh was still the way it was when obviously Smosh has changed so much. Mm. It was a lot of insecurities too, coming in and feeling like I needed to be as funny as all the crew. Like you had, mm-hmm. everyone had been doing years and years of improv on the show. Like it's built into your work, doing improv and being funny. Well, that was not part of my work for so long. So I was just like so out of the rhythm that I was afraid that I wouldn't be accepted back by the cast and crew a little bit, but mostly by the audience as well. I was really afraid that they would see me as an outsider because I felt like an outsider.
Swifty says that you secretly like the fanfics and read them constantly.
I think like in the beginning when we got a lot of fanfictions, I remember like telling some of my friends about it that like weren't in the YouTube space. And like, I remember like this one time, like we were out at like a bar or something and we were a couple drinks in and I told them about it. And then we like read some because it was like kind of icky. And it was funny. So like
the milk fanfic specifically?
I did not read the milk fanfic.
Okay, that's too icky.
We're not going to talk about that.
We can't talk about it?
It's too icky.
It's
too icky. It's too sticky.
But I think like it, for me, like I'm not bothered by it. I think like if that's how people want to artistically express themselves and creatively express themselves, I'm all for it. It took me a little bit to get there because at first it felt violating and a little bit of an invasion of privacy when they would take our girlfriends at the time and then like kill them. And then like in our sadness, we would comfort each other and then start making out and then have sex. And it was like, okay, like, but you're taking very specific details of our real lives and then like killing people in our real lives. And then
yeah.
That's what leads to romance. And that was weird for me. But after a few years, then I kind of became okay with it. I'm like, look, it's just creative expression. You know, some for some people, like in writing, like fan fiction is the gateway, you know, like they'll start writing fan fiction and then maybe they'll progress on to other forms of
Twilight, for example.
Referring to Fifty Shades of Grey?
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, being a Twilight fanfic.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And it was like weird and like shocking in the same way that like WikiFeed existing is weird and shocking. That's more violating and strange to me than fanfictions.
I think WikiFeed is just funny to me.
So I just think fanfictions are funny.
Funny.
I don't know why.
I mean, like, I'm not going to, you know, a lot of people love feet. So, you know, who am I to judge?
Mogsy says that you guys kissed once just to see what it was like.
We did kiss.
Oh, we did kiss once.
Just to see what kind of monetization we can get.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. You could go look at it. Kiss Currency. Oh, I think you renamed it.
Oh, oops.
I think you call. Oh, they kissed instead of paying is the new name.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, look that video up if you want to see us kiss.
Yeah.
And then become a member and click the join button down below when you're there.
Oh, nice.
That video is going to get a big bump. I know.
Go watch it.
Yeah.
There's lots of kissing.
We got an assumption that Anthony is bisexual in the in it. And it got a bunch of likes.
Sure.
Interesting. Sure. I don't really care if people think that. And honestly, hey, leave it open. Who knows what I'm going to want in 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, love that.
I don't know.
Ghost Parade says that you get tired of the whole funny one and cute one when both of you are both.
I'm not as much anymore, but at one point that stuff, my ego was very fragile and my sense of self-worth in general was just very fragile for many, many years. So I would get so frustrated. I was like, stop comparing us. Fuck, we're in our own lane. And then I would get caught up in it and I would think about it and then It would be on my mind. Now I don't really give a fuck. Mm. I just don't care. I'm doing my own thing. You're doing your own thing. I think part of it came from also me being a little bit insecure about our dynamic.
Mm.
And I think now that I'm totally secure with our dynamic, I don't care if we get compared so much. If someone says, you're the hot one now or you're the funny one now, I'm like, why do I care with that one person?
Right.
I'm not trying to appeal to every single person on the planet.
Yeah.
There are people out there that will appreciate whatever it is that I have to bring.
I never felt competitive over that, but I will, like, when I think of, like, did I ever feel competitive about the two of us, it wasn't, like, through those comments, but it was just like, oh, man, he's got more followers than me. And that's where I was, that's where, like, I felt a certain type of way.
Because you thought followers meant?
Yeah, or I don't know. It was just like, oh, they, you know, for whatever reason, people are choosing to follow him more than me.
Post and more thirst traps.
You're also just like, yeah. But I also recognize, like, you're just simply better at doing those things. And I'm just like, I'm just not diligent with, like,
building an audience.
Doing like the, yeah. Cause like for me, I just don't think I'm like as attuned to playing the game.
That's what I think it is that for a long time I saw it as a game to play and I had a lot of fun with it. I don't think it was a healthy relationship with it now that I look at it.
Mm.
But at a time, I was like, this is part of the game. It's like, what can I post to get the engagement, to get the likes?
Yeah. And I would be like, oh, like that's cool that you're doing that and that you're getting that. But I just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
But then I would still see the follower disparity and I'd be like, oh, man. But
it just means that more of the game was played. But
yeah. I mean, like, hey. It is what it is.
But that's kind of where my mindset was even when we, like, with everything Smosh, too, back in the day. I think that's part of why we were able to grow the channel so fast. I was hell-bent on playing the game.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, really helped us get our footing is I was like, it's got to be this. We got to do this if we want to get – and it's like, you were able to contribute in all the ways that you excel in. And thinking of the – I mean, I feel like, in a sense, you were in charge of – bringing the funny, bringing the content, bringing the depth, while I was in charge of, like, the more analytical, like, how could we make this game be played in the most effective way, while you were bringing the things to play with.
You were definitely more content-brained than I was.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, you were definitely more interested in, like, how can we, like, improve.
I was, like, distribution, and, like, marketing. Yeah, yeah.
And I just, like, lay on your bed and be like, okay.
Selma Elise Sortland says Anthony secretly hates Ian's mustache.
No. In fact, I started growing a little mustache of my own.
You did? Oh, my gosh.
A little baby one. I used to be embarrassed of my own mustache when I was younger because I would not have any facial hair except my mustache would grow in, and it was not cool to have a mustache between, like, 2000 to 2020. It was not cool. But now I was like, you know what? I see some people rocking them. I see Shane rocking one for a little while. I'm like, I'm going to try it out a little bit.
I didn't know that.
Mm.
So it's, I guess, like, I do see it.
It's a little bit more.
Yeah.
I like shave this down a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. Have a little accent here. Mm-hmm. It helps elongate the face a little bit.
It elongates the face?
A little bit.
See, the only thing I think about, because I'm still, like, not totally sold on, like, the only thing I think about is, like, can you still see my upper lip?
Do you shave it shorter right there around your lip?
I do.
I started doing that too because whenever I'd, like, go like this, I would feel the hairs going in my mouth and it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, I keep playing with it. Like, if it gets to a certain length, I play with it throughout the day and I'm like, I feel it. And I probably look like a weirdo because I'm just, like, walking around everywhere going.
Yeah.
Touch tips at least once.
Touch tips.
They didn't say what kind of tips.
Touched.
Loophole. We found it.
Yo, Ian and I, we touched tips.
Touch tips.
Just once, though.
Touch tips.
Just once.
Julia says that Anthony rotates his nose ring and then smells his fingers, and Ian is the type of guy to say, now a silly one, when taking photos.
That is so disgusting. I can't. That is disgusting.
Does it smell? Does it, like...
I don't know. I've never fucked with it because I'm afraid it's gonna, like, get infected. So no. No.
So you never rotate it?
No. And it would only smell if it was infected. So spinning it while it's infected would be disgusting. If it had a scent, you would know it was infected, so don't touch it. I still fuck with it.
I do say, ironically, now a silly one. We took a group photo the other day, and I went, now a silly one.
But people did a silly one.
You have to get a silly one.
You have even to get a silly one.
Even if you're being ironic, even if I was being ironic about it, I did want a silly one.
So it's not ironic.
So it's not ironic. Yeah, you really
it's want it. It's like post-irony.
Mm. It's irony about the irony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's real deep. You wouldn't get it.
Queen Teen XOX says, you're either being cuddly and affectionate in your shared office or causing problems and chaos for everyone at Smosh. There's no in between.
I don't know how to respond.
Cuddling or causing chaos?
And then on the cuddling thing, we also had another assumption that Anthony is the big spoon.
Oh, well, Anthony is taller than me. So I think like by design, you have to be the big spoon.
I would say, yeah, if we were, hypothetically speaking, out on a camping trip and got lost in the woods.
Yeah.
No power, no way to make fire.
Yeah.
Warmth, body warmth was the only way that we're going to stay
on
warm.
On a plane that crashed in the Andes.
Yeah, we weren't even camping on purpose. It was forced camping.
Yeah.
If there was a spooning situation that had to happen, bodies would probably fit together if I was in the back.
I think so, yeah. You wouldn't go front to front?
Two spoons.
Yeah.
Like just clinking together.
Yeah. I guess like face to face would be weird. Maybe just go like one this way.
96ing it?
Yeah, 96ing it. Yeah. Mm. That's a platonic 69, is a 96?
Yeah.
I think we just invented something new.
Mm-hmm. Got a 96 with my bros tonight.
Do y'all want to respond to, do y'all cause chaos and problems at the office?
I cause zero chaos and problems. I'm so buttoned up.
Yeah. No, I think that we try to make things run smoothly because Smosh has had so many ups and downs and chaotic moments that I feel like right now we're in this time period where we want things to go smoothly.
Yeah, I'll be chaotic when the cameras are rolling.
But yeah.
I think I'm a pretty normal, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I'm a pretty normal guy.
Yeah, don't say that. It's not cool to be
normal. In the day-to-day, I'm pretty normal.
Durkin says Ian gives power bottom energy.
Well, Ian is the little spoon.
I don't know. I think I'm a little too passive for power bottom.
I think he's too much of a pillow
like
princess.
I give a little more pillow princess. Yeah.
Just like our submissive and breedable music video portrayed, that's more of Ian.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, like, I don't think pillow princess is right, though. I don't think I'm a pillow princess.
Where'd you learn that, pillow princess?
Do you not know that term?
I know that term, okay, obviously.
Okay. What do you mean, where did we learn it? It's just a word
I'm
that...
I'm like, where'd you learn it? I'm just like, y'all...
I've learned far too many words.
you don't even want to say what...
I signed up for a certain dating app that was
Grindr.
Yo, where are all the straight people on Grindr?
No, it says I'm straight in my bio, but all these guys keep hitting me up.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
I like to imagine that Ian sleeps and snores like honk shoe, me.
I don't think you make any sense.
I used to talk in my sleep a lot.
That's true.
I used to laugh in my sleep.
I remember when we were younger and we snuck into your room to mess with you, you literally said, don't take my gun in your sleep.
I did, yeah.
Don't take my gun.
I didn't have a gun. I think we had been playing Halo all night.
We have been playing Halo.
And then Anthony and other friends snuck into my room to draw a penis on my face.
But you did hear me making sounds in my sleep before.
Yeah, they were frightening.
Yeah.
Anthony came on a Hawaii trip with my parents because my dad had, he was there for a conference. So we got to go with him.
And that was right after we graduated high school. It was like, fuck yeah.
And I in the middle of the night, I kept like waking up and hearing this like weird creaking sound. And every time I woke Anthony up to ask if he heard that noise, the noise would stop. And then we found out it's because you grind your teeth in your sleep.
I had no idea I grinded my teeth.
And it was this horrible sound.
You mean the sound of bones rubbing together?
Yeah, I want to do it, but...
I'm not doing it.
I can't even do it. I don't, like, I can't even imagine, like... It,
I've heard it described to me before by other people. And it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a horror movie.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not very pleasant, I hear. I don't know. I don't got to hear it.
Yeah, so you probably don't honk shoe for the same reason. I don't, because, like, we both wear mouth guards.
Do you wear a mouth guard now?
Yeah, because I clinch.
Yeah. After that, I started.
You grind, I clinch.
I'm on grinder, you're on clincher.
I'm on clincher.
But I got a mouth guard after that, because when I went to see my dentist, I was like, I asked him a question about it. And they're like, yeah, I do see some evidence of grinding. And then I got a
mouth guard. Yeah. I do see some evidence of grinder.
Mm-hmm. He's in my mouth. Yep, this guy's been on grinder.
I won't go further with that joke.
How long have you been clenching?
It's like, I was like, where's this question going? How long have you been, clenching? You know, some say I was born clenching.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you find out you were a clencher?
I don't know, but I started waking up with, like, horrible headaches. And then my jaw would always be sore.
Mm.
And then so, yeah.
Got him. Was that from the stress of having to save Smosh when Defy shut down?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably it was around that time.
Batya says Anthony misses Ian's bowl cut and Ian misses Anthony's emo hair.
I definitely miss his bowl cut.
I don't miss your emo hair. I think your emo hair was perfect for the time.
Oh, okay.
And without that hair, we would have probably got like half the views that we got.
That is true.
So I am very thankful for your hair. Your
My emo contribution?
Yes. I think it was very important at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes you just got to let a good thing go. And I think you let it go at a much better time and much sooner than when I let go of my bowl.
When did you let go? What year?
Way too late.
I think it was 20.
It was
beginning of 2014 is when I let it go.
I let go of mine around the time that we shot Ghostmates.
So, oh, because you had the bowl cut. That was the last time we saw the bowl cut.
No. It was like there's a transitional period,
mm-hmm,
in which I like cut my hair back.
Oh, it was like shorter bangs.
Yeah. It was like shorter bangs, but it wasn't like up yet.
Yeah.
So that was my transition out of bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was more of a loaf at that point.
I don't even know what it was.
It was like a croissant on your head.
It was just like sad guy.
Sad guy?
I just mean like it wasn't a vibe.
Jordan Georgia says that 90% of your conversations are reminiscing on things you've done together.
I don't know about 90%. So. There's some.
Yeah.
I think a lot of friends, you know, a small chunk.
Yeah.
10, 20, I don't know, 10% maybe. It's a lot about now, though.
Yeah.
Whenever we talk about the past, it's about like, what did we learn from the past? How have we grown from the past? How can we do things different now?
Yeah.
But it's not like, oh, remember that time? I don't know. There's a lot of new stuff happening all the time. Like,
yeah.
If we just talked about the past, we wouldn't be able to do
it. Pretty busy. There's not like a lot of time to. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, I'd say, like, it's like, you know, you go through waves, I guess, of like, I don't know. Talking about like old YouTubers.
I get, I mean, they're only you and I, like, you're the only person I know that could relate to a lot of that old stuff. So if I am in the mood to reminisce about some weird, obscure thing, mm-hmm, you would be the person I would talk with about it.
Right. Yeah, same.
But other than that, I mean, it's fun to go down nostalgia road sometimes, but we're not always there.
No.
Rachel Owen says that your near identical laugh stem from that first bonding session sixth grade science class.
I think sometimes we'll laugh similarly, but I don't think our like signature.
Like sometimes
laughs.
We'll have like. I think we'll sometimes do like that kind of laugh, but we have different.
That's like a passive. That's like a understated. Like that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
but that super funny laugh. We both have very different laughs.
Yes.
Mine's like Elmo tone. Mine's like,
You go high.
Yeah, mine's like, like that kind of. Yours is like,
I don't even know mine.
Wait, I'm trying to think of what
I don't
yours
think
is.
I laugh. I mean, I think it was like,
actually, I was a gahul.
I was like choking on my laughter.
It was a gahul. Well, my super funny.
Like,
mine's, and yours is
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so it's totally different.
Yeah,
but those are like our that's like our special move.
Yeah, that's like a fatality. Yeah, but in terms of our normal attacks, so I guess there's a little bit of that.
Kameh Field says that you guys hold hands every time you're in an important meeting, so neither of you get scared.
Well, I did actually in a recent meeting, I did fake propose to you.
That's true. Yeah. There was that.
Yeah.
But we haven't held hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it is funny. It reminds me that there was a time whenever I had to hold your hand in a video back in the day, I would feel weird about it. Mm-hmm. But like if we were standing in a group circle and it was like, okay, for this scene, hold the hands of the people next to you. I'd feel weird about holding your hand, but like not the other person next to me. Mm-hmm. And I remember why. It was because we became friends in sixth grade.
Yeah,
and like in sixth grade, you put up this wall. You're like, I can't have anyone think anything weird about me if I'm like too close to my guy friends. So I like put up that wall and I think it had never disappeared. Mm-hmm. And I always just felt weird about that.
Yeah, I think to a certain degree, I felt the same way. But also for me, it was just weird holding hands with anybody that was like a friend.
Any friend?
I don't know. It's like, when do you just like hold hands with friends?
Hold a friend. Yeah.
So like any sort of like person I was friends with, that was like or like in like a class where like everyone was like around a circle holding hands. It was like, this is weird. Also, my hands would get sweaty.
True, but everyone knows that holding hands is like the gateway to sex. So,
yeah. It's like, it's written, like, if you hold hands, you're gonna have sex.
Likely. Or if you hold hands, it means you wanna have sex. So,
yeah, that's true.
That was what I equated it to. I don't know if that's American culture or what.
Homies don't hold hands in the US.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, I'm Spida, says footsies under the table every business meeting.
Why do people think that we're secretly fucking?
You're not going to like the memes.
not platonic footsies. No, I mean, we do accidentally knock shoes sometimes. Not knock boots.
No.
Because that's inferring sex.
That's different.
But we do like... You know, like, I feel like that always happens. Like, when you get a bunch of people around a table and you just constantly kick other people's feet and you go, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And then both people withdraw their feet super far back. So now there's just all this open space.
You know, I think part – I'm trying to, like, just go beyond that and try to dissect why do people think that we are constantly, like, secretly
– Well, admittedly, we have done a lot of queer baiting.
We've leaned into – and you're going to admit that? Yeah, we've definitely leaned into some of those things. I think it probably started because we were very close friends growing up, and we would go to everything together. It'd be like, this friend would invite us to this thing, this party here. We'd show up together. We'd always carpool. I'd pick you up, and like we would go together. We were already hanging out. Mm. And I think there was like a lot of jokes that people would make like, oh, is your special friend here? Like there was some of that implication there, so I think we just leaned into it.
This isn't an assumption. This is just something I... wanted to show both of you.
Okay.
I'm calling this bit a queer coding smosh.
Okay.
Oh.
Basically, I've gone through and noticed that there's a lot of moments in smosh history that are quite queer coded. And I'm just going to show them to y'all here.
Okay.
So this one is called Unrequited Gay Love. And this is from the video Paranormal Easy Bake Oven.
I think I could guess which part.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, baby. Just one kiss. Oh. Come on, Ian's mom.
Wake up!
Wait.
Well,
it's not gay because I was thinking it was Ian's mom.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's a common trope of like unrequited gay love, of like how Anthony was like clearly trying to like make some sort of move for you.
I was trying to make whoopee with Ian's mom.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So that was not queer.
I would say that one not, but I'm sure the next one you're about to show me, very.
So the next one is where y'all were way ahead of the curve on this one. Okay. This one is called Trans Men Are Men, and Ian is pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Why would you ever?
Oh my God! How did that happen? I don't know. I think maybe Antoinette got me pregnant, you know, before I dumped her.
But she dumped you.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Then what's this?
So have you ever thought about how many kids we're gonna have?
I think I wanna break up.
No! So men can get pregnant, huh?
Apparently so. And I think it's I was afraid he was gonna argue about the biology aspect of it, and he just wanted to argue about the who broke up with who.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also want to point out that it is the representation of T for T love because yeah. he got pregnant mm-hmm. by his trans girlfriend, yep. Antoinette. Mm-hmm. I just think there's a lot of representation going on yeah. in this one.
Thank you. I'm glad we could be acknowledged for that. Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time.
It went under the radar for long enough.
Well, that was because of the agenda.
Yeah, I was in denial going back and forth. It was mostly social commentary about, like, societal pressure to doubt oneself.
Yeah.
But I got there eventually.
No, it felt I could see, like, how much you were putting in, and I could tell that yeah. it was very, like, gender and stuff.
Yeah, I remember when we were writing it, we were, like, really going down the rabbit hole of, like, how can this be the best and most accurate representation?
No, literally.
Yeah, we consulted many experts, went to colleges.
Yeah, we spent that one full day just visiting trans people to get their experiences and learn yeah. and understand.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty incredible. Okay, the next one is called Asexual Men Are Valid.
Okay.
Seriously, nothing?
What?
And I got nothing.
You've got nothing going on. And as we know, it's like asexual men just don't get that type of representation. And no one really talks about how, you know, they're like supposed to be sexual, high libido and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Aces.
The Ace. Yeah. No, literally.
But not the Ace family.
Yeah. We're not shouting out them.
What do they say asexuals think about instead? Was it the pie?
One of the Ace guys was like, he said he thought about his Legos instead.
Oh, yeah. There was like there's a common thing that Ace people say.
Garlic bread.
You know you are Ace if you would rather be eating garlic bread than having sex.
So. But I'm gluten-free, so do you have any, I don't know, this isn't.
You can't get it? You can't?
No, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. If we were really ahead of the curve, we would have put garlic bread in that thought bubble.
That's You're right. true. Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're actually bigots.
Actually.
Yeah. Damn it!
Kind of ace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not woke. So not woke.
We'll get them next time.
Okay, let's pivot. We're going to do a little meme bit here. All right, so we've got a series of memes here.
Okay.
Pull
them up at one at a time.
Rank them. Yeah. Switch off, read them out loud, and rank them on S, A, B, C, D.
So these are fan-made?
These are all fan-made, yeah.
Did you find these on the... Did you ask for submissions or you just found them?
We found them.
All right. Breaking Bad, if it was epic. Nice.
I feel like I've actually seen this meme. I would put this at D tier.
Yeah, that's super D.
That one's a really good one.
It's pretty good because it's got the word epic in it. Actually, it's like such a tense show of the time.
Actually, I love that it's like cut off.
Yeah, I mean, part of the meme is the fact that it's so ironically
shitty. You know, it's ironic, so actually I'm going to put it up at A.
You moved it up to A?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to B.
Because I didn't... Well, we gotta decide.
All right, fine. It'll be an A.
All right. Anthony, come on. Change my diaper. It smells. All right, that one's I'm sorry, but that one's going S.
That's S tier. This is an S tier meme. This just existed on the internet.
Of course it did, yeah.
That's an S tier meme.
It's epic meme.
All right. Anthony after edging since 2017.
Real.
That is true.
I would say...
Well, the implications are...
See how happy I am.
I think
it.
The...
I'm enjoying.
Are you into it?
I'm enjoying it.
Let me see how into
it. I would say that's like.
Oh, you love it.
I would say it's a B.
Honestly, I think it brings it to A because because Damian, Courtney, and Shane love it. This was posted on Smosh Pit.
Yeah, if that's where it is. Yeah.
I mean, maybe somebody.
I like to imagine this is an official post we made on our social.
I think that makes it even more brilliant.
We're raising it to A after realizing that one of our official channels posted this.
Yeah. All right. That's Ian and Anthony Peg fan fiction. There's hardcover autographed E. Anthony fan fiction in the toilet at Burger King in Fillmore, Utah. What?
Fillmore, Utah.
Wait, sorry. Autographed E. Anthony fan fiction
in the toilet
at the Burger King in Fillmore, Utah. This is so obscure.
I like to imagine that there is a hardcover somehow.
I just don't know what to make of this one.
This one, I feel like it's a B because it's so... I mean, it does a few things. Yeah. It confuses the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, funny when something confuses me too much. But it's so hyper specific as well.
Yeah, I feel like this was like this. I feel like this is like Gen Z made this one.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I've seen this one. Imagine you are watching YouTube videos and you hear a knock on your front door. It is Ian and Anthony from Smosh. Hey, beautiful. Anthony says, shy and nervous. Ian leans in to kiss your lips, but Anthony stops him. No, she's mine. Anthony leans in to kiss you.
I've seen this one many times, and it's S tier.
This is absolute S tier. It's got three acts in it. It's got twists. It's got turns. This is good. M. Night Shyamalan.
It's S tier
movie.
Yeah, it's S tier because like I don't know if the original author of this meme was being sincere.
It's hard to know, right?
Or it was a meme. Like I truly don't know because it could honestly go either way.
I love it. S tier.
All right.
We tried pegging. Okay, this one fucking gets me because our expressions on our face really look like we just tried pegging.
That face when you just tried pegging?
It's this. Yeah, I can clearly imagine if we just tried pegging, that is what our facial.
Yeah, you look like you look slightly in pain.
Yeah,
so I think you were the catcher in that case.
I don't know. Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's fair to say. I'm
very satisfied.
That's fair to say. I think this is S
tier. I didn't think my peg game was going to be so strong. You know,
I'm putting this at S tier because it got me. It got me so good.
Sure.
Oh, this one's hand-drawn. Me telling bro how down bad this girl got me.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of layers to this one because they made it out like it was a TikTok. It's from an account that's called I Heart Hot Moms. They made me look really good.
Oh,
like, It kind of gives me, like, I'm kind of envious.
Bro, we both look good here,
like,
though.
I'm freaking stacked.
Dude, so am I. This is going to be my inspo.
Yeah.
My fitspo.
But I just love the idea of, like, this is just how we hang out. and then I'm like, how did the day go? And you're just like,
I feel like you're the one telling me how your date went. You got on my lap to tell me.
Yeah, you're like, hey man, how'd that date go? And I come over, I'm like, look.
You're like, I am so down bad for
I'm
this
just
girl.
So down bad for this girl.
Oh yeah,
that's incredible.
What makes you so down bad for her?
Why is that art so good?
The art is fucking stellar. Honestly, I'm gonna have to go check out the I Heart Hot Moms TikTok account just to see a bit more.
This just reaffirms that there is hope after twink death.
We're back. We're back in a big way.
Back.
This is S tier.
Okay.
Hashtag Anthony with Rhett and Link kissing? Is this AI?
They've done that to us, but they also like found a different photo of two different people.
They found two emo guys kind of look similar to us.
Yeah.
And they photoshopped the hair to look more like us.
I don't think they photoshopped it. They just kind of looked like us and everyone was convinced it was us.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll put that at, I mean, it's funny because it is Rhett and Link.
It's layered.
So
it's a B to me.
I would say B.
B.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this one's real fresh.
Oh, what do your followers think of you? Freaky squirter?
Let me fuck. I'm gonna eat it.
Throat goat.
And then nothing for that shirtless one.
I could dick you down on some low key ish.
Fent dealer.
And backshot demon.
Oh wow. Oh, and this was posted by Slay World Albania. This is feeling S tier.
That got me good.
Is it A or S for you?
I'd put it at S.
S? Yeah. This is S tier.
Yeah.
S tier content.
Okay.
That got me. I'm gonna be thinking about that one for a little too long.
I was gonna say S tier. S tier.
Is that is
we don't
that
we don't we don't have to get into it. That's S tier.
All right. Mew and Anthony isn't fucking. I like how it's not about fucking anything. It's just fucking in general.
Yeah, I care about my boy's sexual health.
I read it wrong. It's me when E. Anthony isn't fucking.
Oh, less funny.
Less funny.
Less funny. Because I just like it, me, like when you just generally are not fucking.
I like the idea that you're just looking out for a homie.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want him to be fucking.
Well, when I sit on your lap, I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Are you fucking?
Are you fucking? You're not fucking? Oh, are you not fucking? But it turned it into this, and I'm not as into that.
D. All right, last one. This is gonna be the spiciest of all memes. I know it.
I don't know. We saw you, the cum one. It was in there.
I'm getting a little peek.
No, flip it.
Oh no.
Flip it.
Oh no.
Flip it. Oh.
Summertime in California.
And California's not even spelled right. And
it's so crunchy.
What
is that?
What it says? I'm getting pretty.
It's so crunchy, I can't even read it.
Wait.
I'm getting pretty damn hot.
Pretty damn hot. Yeah. I'm getting pretty damn hot.
And they've photoshopped our heads onto a gay porn.
and they made sure to put by Sarah on there, like just in case someone was about to rip it and not give Sarah credit. That took some work to Photoshop, I suppose.
I think the big by Sarah is what makes it for me.
Yeah.
Was this like... I have a feeling like this was album art for a fanfic.
Like the poster.
The fanfic was called like Summertime in California.
California,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the By Sarah makes it for me because she's got her own branding for her name.
Yeah.
Like she was like, this is gonna be my logo.
Yeah.
I've seen it before though.
You've seen this before?
No, but I've seen our faces photoshopped on gay porn before.
Yeah.
And it's like it's been done so often.
So.
I'd say it's a C, but it would have been an F if it didn't have By Sarah on there. And California being spelled wrong really gets me too.
California does get me there to a C.
Yeah.
All right.
It is. We've looked into it, and it is fanfic on Wattpad.
It is fanfic?
Yes.
Is it called Summertime in California? California.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to read, like, the last sentence so we see how it ends?
Yeah. Can we see how this story ends?
Okay.
Wait, can we read the first sentence and the last sentence?
Yeah, for sure.
We don't need to read the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
I'm guessing it starts with, it was summertime.
All right, the first sentence is, summertime in California. Looks like it's going to be another hot day. All right, Ian, would you like to read this last?
Oh, well, actually, I'll read the line before. Anthony smiled, kind of. Just to see if what they write for us is true. If it's not, I won't bother you again about this, but can maybe have one kiss? I love how bad this English is.
I don't see why not. If it helps clear your mind, and God knows we are drunk enough to do it. Hell, come here, Anthony. This is so spelled so wrong. Ian said in a slightly slurred voice.
Wow.
Come here, Anthony. Come here.
Shout out Sarah.
Trademark by Sarah. Copyrighted by Sarah. Written by Sarah.
All right.
All right, y'all. Let's.
Damn. That got spicy and heavy.
That was fun. Okay, let's get a little bit more serious. I want to pivot a little
bit
more.
That wasn't serious?
Go from
that. That was, I mean.
That's pretty serious.
That was serious. That fan fiction was very serious.
Yeah, serious.
Super Mega Gatorade says that Anthony looks like he regrets a lot of childhood decisions, but chooses to relive them because his tattoos absorb the trauma and give him power.
That sounds like the plot for a really good fan fiction. Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
Regret a lot of childhood decisions. No.
Because, like, also as a child, you're not making decisions.
Also, you can learn from the past and you can grow from the past. You can look at that and say, I'm glad I'm not that way, or I'm glad that it did happen so that I could be the way I am now. But I continue to what is it? Like, but I continue to
relive them.
Oh, like in my head. I guess I relive childhood stuff to try to learn from it in a therapy sense. So, okay. And then the tattoos absorb them. That's a funky one. But I will say the tattoos help remind me of decisions that I make that I want to continue living by forever. So I guess there's that sense. I guess. I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah, that's an obscure one.
That's a tough one to answer. Yeah. Okay.
Was that written by Sarah?
That was... I wish. Blinky Blinky says, I don't know why, but you guys give me the vibe that one of you says growing old is mandatory and the other says growing up is optional.
I mean, right now I look like the growing up is mandatory guy. Right
I'm
now.
Definitely the...
This is my first time trying button-up under sweater. And Anthony also showed up with button-up under sweater.
But I look like the guy that won't give up being young.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
But I will say, for sure, I was like, I remember when we got back together and started writing scripts and sketches and stuff. I remember there was a moment where you're like, should I play that character? I feel like I'm too old to play that character now. I was like, no, we got to fully commit. Like, we were too old to play these characters when we were playing these characters before. Sure. We should just fully commit to messing around and being childish again. And I really do believe that aging is a mindset. I think people's minds start solidifying and...
Yeah, because we both use Blood Boys.
Yeah, it's a mindset when you have infinite access to Blood Boys.
Yeah. So we will live forever because of our Blood Boys.
Mm-hmm. So the tip is get in while you're young, make enough money, get Blood Boys, stay young.
Live forever.
See It's Me says that your on-camera and off-camera interactions are slowly becoming similar as you grow more comfortable with each other and reestablish your bond as best mates.
I'd say that's closer. I would say off-camera, though. Off-camera, we just talk in a little bit more of like a casual tone.
Yeah.
It's like understated.
Yeah.
But I feel like on camera, I feel the need to amp it up a little bit more.
Sure.
As I think is natural whenever you're on camera and you're like, time to be entertaining. People are watching this. They're going to click away at any moment.
I think that I mean, on camera, you're always going to be a little bit more animated.
And you're trying to be more succinct. And
yeah, because if you know, I behaved how I did in real life, you know. I'd just be like this.
Yeah.
And
I would just be like this. I feel like it is getting a little bit closer.
And it's just like, that's, yeah. Yeah, but I do agree with that though, because it's, yeah. I feel like we're able to be more of ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like right when we started making videos together in this new era of Smosh, there was a little bit of me like, pushing, okay, we're supposed to be friends. I know we're friends, but like I want to bring it. I want to show it. Mm. Now I don't feel like we have to. It just happens more naturally.
Someone assumes that you'll need to have very clear boundaries about your private lives now.
I mean, I think we talk about our boundaries when it comes to like the boundaries that we set privately and like publicly, like in terms of like the things that we share in our private life, because you and I have both experienced like the wide ranges of like how much we share with people online and how much we, you know, may benefit or suffer from those things. It's kind of like always an evolving process of like, how much do you let people in on, you know, your life and who you are beyond like the character that you're portraying online.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of each other, it feels like, I don't know. I tell you
like pretty much whatever. Like we talk about
everything. We talk about everything. Yeah. It's not like, oh, don't talk about that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like everything's on the table.
Yeah. Because like fortunately for now, we don't have a podcast where we're just like sitting and talking. Because right. I think if we were in that situation, like it would be like, because I know other people that are like this. They start to talk about something, they're like, wait, save that for the podcast.
Oh.
You know, like where everything has to be like
content.
Yeah, used for content.
That's just weird to me. I don't think I could really get down with that. With someone that I'm really close friends with, you know?
Yeah. It's like that's where like the content is intruding on, you know, your private life.
Danny says that even if you said you think everything needed to happen exactly as it did, you still regret wasting so much time distanced from each other.
No, it literally needed to be that way.
I mean, we were both so busy and...
We needed to grow in so many ways.
I don't know. Like, I don't really care.
I mean, do I kind of wish I could have seen you in your blonde Ian era or your bowl cut Ian era? Like, legit bowl cut Ian era? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
I don't feel like we missed anything.
No, you know, and the things that we missed, we could talk about.
Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, man, I can't do that with Anthony because I'm not 32 anymore. That's interesting. Like, I could see where that question is, or I could see where that assumption is coming from. But
yeah.
But I don't really feel that way.
No.
I feel like we spent that time apart. We both grew. If we tried to reconvene any time between there, might not have been the same.
Yep.
And
although I would
things
say
things worked out.
I would say we would have had some good pandemic times together, just getting really disgusting, playing video games for like 40 hours straight or something.
Yeah, I guess, we could have played some video games. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Would be nice to play some video games.
Yeah, played some 50 Cent. The 50 Cent game.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Now we're too busy working.
Speedbird says that Anthony is the guy that goes missing all the time and Ian is the guy running the ship at Smosh.
Well, I will say that, you know, your time is fragmented a little bit just by the nature of this channel.
Yeah.
Because you spend more time, I mean, you spend time on this channel, whereas I don't.
Yeah. So you get to put all your 100% of your energy
into Smosh. Yeah, I could put my whole hecoxacy into
and you don't hold back.
Yeah.
My time is a little bit more fragmented. But at the same time, I feel like you and I both know like where we can each pull up or like show up more to kind of balance it out.
Yeah, and also like I'm not like running the ship. Like there's a very capable group of us that are running things.
Yeah, we both put a lot of energy in working with a lot of amazing people to make sure that the right people are in the right spots to help us get things done.
Yeah.
And our schedules are very precise in where we each need to be at what time in order to make the things happen.
Yeah.
And we show up when we're needed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people understand like how most of our days during the week are scheduled out to make sure that we get the stuff done.
Anthony's scared that his new workers / employees at Smosh won't like him.
Man, these assumptions could really fuck somebody up.
It's a good thing that it's not going to fuck me up. But for real, I was scared for a while. I definitely felt like I had to, like I said, I felt like I had to prove myself. Even though I knew that people would ultimately accept me, there was a part of me that was afraid of not knowing if people really did. Because of the position that I'm in, I'm like,
sure.
Would I really know, though, if they didn't like me or accept me?
Yeah.
But with enough time here, you know, and working with, like, even, like, doing after-work outings and just getting to know so many people, I can tell that they genuinely – I mean, I'm not trying to, like, be the most lovable, likable person to everyone, but I could tell that everyone seems to enjoy my presence enough.
Enough.
I don't know. I'm not really like, I'm not so caught up in it that it's like, does this person like me? Does this person? Because if right. I was, then I would be like frantic and super neurotic all the time. So I try to just, I'm comfortable with where I'm at. And I think people like me. I've mentioned it to you before and you've said the exact same thing. I think you're good.
I think
like,
you're good.
I was like, all right, that's all I need to hear, really.
Yeah.
Really, I feel like you probably would have a better read.
I think you're good.
Okay.
Anthony and Ian are soul tired.
Soul tired?
Soul tired.
Is that like our souls are just drained?
I mean, I was soul tired in some of the years in Anthony's absence. I was definitely soul tired.
Those the Defy shutdown era or what?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. After like the shutdown and just like trying to take things, you know, trying to keep the ship going. And, mm-hmm. and it was just like, you know, doing things that like I didn't think were my strengths.
Mm. Oh, it actually said soul tied.
Completely different assumption.
Well, I guess we just made up something.
Soul tired. That's soul a tired. Thing.
Yeah.
I was like, that's okay. A Gen Alpha thing for right. sure.
We are soul tied.
Soul tied.
No, I think we just like really get along and we fucking vibe. And we both appreciate our senses of humor. We're both extremely good looking. Yeah, it's just like we're a great pair for what we do.
Ian would be the type of guy to start floating when he smells a good pie, but right as he starts levitating towards it, Anthony drops a cartoon-sized anvil on his head.
What the fuck?
You don't get that?
No.
It's classic cartoon.
Oh, the
yeah, I smell floating? It, I start floating, and then you drop an anvil on my head. I guess in this scenario, I am the Tom and you are the Jerry.
Oh, this is the Tom and Jerry dynamic.
Are you Jerry coded or are you Tom coded?
I think I'm more Jerry coded.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm more Jerry
coded. Leave a comment down below. Who is Anthony Jerry coded?
Your strength would be you smelling the thing and going toward it in an entertaining way. That's I feel like that's you coming up with a bunch of really fun ideas for a script.
Okay.
And then me, no, that kind of implies that I shut your ideas down or something.
Yeah.
Boom.
But you do. No.
I'm gonna get you mentioned that in a video at one point that I shut down your ideas, and I still don't get that. You shut down my ideas sometimes too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because my ideas are better.